Welcome to Talks from the Bible. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. Lamentations 3:22. When we consider the holiness of God and our sinfulness, we realize that we continue because of mercy. God's mercy prevents the consumption of the wicked. God, through mercy, allows repentance and continuance. When we think of the power of God, we understand how swiftly we could be consumed. For our God is a consuming fire, Hebrews 12:29. How swiftly God has consumed the wicked in days gone by. The flood drowned all that were wicked, all in whose nostrils was the breath of life. Of all that was in the dry land died, Genesis 7:22. Fire consumed Nadab and Abihu in their wicked offering of strange fire. And there went out fire from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord, Leviticus 10:2. God's mercy allows the opportunity to do right. The words of Paul, who had been Saul, the persecutor of Christ and his church, "Howbeit for this cause I obtained mercy," 1 Timothy 1:16. God's mercy does not give unto us what we deserve because of our sin, but gives us what we need so that we might become His servants. God is very merciful and compassionate. His anger is quieted because of His mercy. His wrath is delayed because of His mercy. The mercy of God is not deserved. We continue to fall short of His divine standard. We err, and therefore God in justice could consume us. But oh, the character of His mercy is revealed. His compassion is showered upon the doers of iniquity. Turn and live is His call. His offer to us is to do what is good and right. Compassion and mercy flow like a river from His throne. The garments that clothe the Almighty are mercy and compassion. Let us not linger in disobedience, ere His compassion cease and His mercy fail. And the Lord said, "My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years, Genesis 6:3. Let us run to the God of mercy and bathe ourselves in His compassion. Let us seek forgiveness of all of our transgressions and sins while His hand is still extended to us and His invitation still calls us. One day His mercy will no longer be available to us. One day the door of mercy will be closed and our opportunity will be gone. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still." Revelation 22:11. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.